I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good Friday morning to you. 7:25 in the a.m. Orioles win 7-2 last night. Game and a half back of the wild card. And the Ravens defensively looked good last night. Some good offensive pieces. My man Keenan Reynolds, big punt return. Tim Allen. Tim White, looking real good. Real good.
One catch. Tim Allen?
Yeah, one catch. I paused. I'm like, no, his name's not Allen. One catch, 33 yards.
Was that the guy in the home repair show?
The comedian.
Yes.
Yeah. Comedian.
He was also Buzz Lightyear.
That's right. Yes.
Thank you.
He was Buzz Lightyear.
I loved him as Buzz Lightyear.
I didn't know that. I did not know that. Facts that I don't care about. Joining us right now,
former
Baltimore
Raven. I want to watch these kid movies again.
I
need a child.
What's up, Femi?
What's up, guys?
No, hey, Femi, listen. I promised myself I was going to come in today and be objective and not just throw the guy out with the trash. But as soon as we start getting texts, the fans, the listeners, just completely brutal with Ryan Mallett.
Well, let me be judicious in my handing down of penalties today. And what I'll say is this. Ryan Mallett showed some good things last year, you know, won that game against Pittsburgh, but he did it as a backup guy. He did it without the spotlight on him. He did it without the pressure on him. Pressure has a way of affecting our mental focus, our ability to go out there and play, knowing that everyone's watching us and is going to continue to watch us because we are the person in the driver's seat. And I think that, You were probably doing what I was doing. I just wanted to see if he could complete the simple passes, if he could make the right reads, if he was going to play with poise and not be emotional. Ryan's an emotional guy. He's a good guy, too. Let me say that first of all. But first pass is a check down to the back. He throws it too hard. The next pass he throws, he underthrows to the receiver. Should have been a touchdown probably, or at least a big play. You know, those are the first two passes. He starts 3 for 9. You know what I mean? He plays a full half. I see 58 yards of offense. I'm just being honest, it's the first preseason game. That absolutely is not going to get it done, period. End of story. And I don't know who's out there on the market. I don't know anyone, you know. I don't know who can come in. I don't know any guys that can maybe extend the play, have athleticism that can play the quarterback position. If you know of a guy, Rob, let me know. You might want to think about football, purely think about football and winning football games. And if we want to be a playoff team, because I'll tell you right now, I have a herniated disc in my back. I have two, L4, L5. And I'll tell you right now, there are days when I get up and I just can't even go to work. And I didn't do anything between when I went to sleep and when I woke up. I just literally can't move. And that's the issue with a back. And everyone that's had a bad back will tell you that. So you're playing with fire if you don't have a backup plan for the position that is the most important position on your football team, the guy that is the glue for your offense. But the rookies, Tim White, now you got me saying Tim Allen. Tim White looked great. Yeah, you know, I thought the running game looked solid. Beyond what I saw with Ryan, you know, I thought that a lot of the pieces weren't out there, but I thought there were some things that we could work with. I was optimistic about the rest of it, to be honest, as far as the offense goes. But the defense and the young guys looked outstanding, and I was really, really impressed with that and special teams. Overall, I have a good feeling about what this team is capable of.
What do you think specifically about Terrence West? I mean, you know, he didn't have many yards, but...
Yeah. What is it about Terrence West that I like, is that your question?
Yeah, what did you find last night? You know, what was your assessment?
Yeah, I thought it was good. I think that he's never going to be a guy that's going to be a home run hitter, but he's a guy that can hit a bunch of doubles for you. You know, he's got a great jump cut. He's got great vision. He runs with power. He's pretty elusive for a thick guy. I think he's accountable when it comes to pass protection. He's accountable in being available for the check down game. He's just a solid football player. And I think he's a good back to have, a guy that's durable that I think you can hang your hat on, but it's going to be a grind it out. He's got to get 25 touches, in my opinion. He's not a guy that you can just give 10 touches to and expect to have a great day. I think he might get that big carry, that big 30, 40-yard run on the 21st carry. That's the kind of back that he is. But I like him a lot. I've been a big fan of his for a long time.
It's funny, and you mentioned the one thing, and I was going to mention it if you didn't because I didn't know you were going there, but the jump cut depressed me. He actually made guys miss. You know, it's something we've never had. We haven't had in a long time. Where, you know, that jump cut was pretty impressive because our guys seem to run to contact.
Yeah, you know what's interesting about West is he's always been able to do that. You know, I've always seen that ability in him, and I think the jump cut is something. And what's interesting is that he did that early in the game, fairly early in the game. Usually, you know, you see the jump cut a little bit later. You know, you kind of pound him, jump cut on him, get upfield. I just think, you know, besides the fact that he doesn't really have that, you know, that kind of Porsche Lamborghini speed. You know, he's a Mustang. You know what I mean? Yep. He's a Corvette. He's one of those guys that's got power and torque. And once again, I have a lot of confidence in his ability to play the running back position. So I'm not too worried about him and what he can do as a runner.
Here with Femi Amadejo, Norris and Long Show, 105.7 The Fan. All right, Femi, you're in the locker room. Take me as a guy that's in the locker room right now. What are you expecting as a teammate of Mallett in preseason game number two? What do you want to see from him?
Yeah, I'm expecting a huge jump. I'm expecting the plays that he left on the field to be completed. I'm expecting him to play. This is the thing, and this is hard. This is a hard river to navigate. You've got to play with energy, but you got to keep a cap on your emotion to some degree. And I think that Ryan's emotion sometimes will get the better of him because I think he's still thinking about the last play and not worried about the next play. And he so wants to make a play. You know, he so wants to make a big play. He finds himself throwing those in-between footballs. And I'll tell you right now, some of those routes last night, the receivers, two receivers in the same place, that shouldn't have been happening. So, you know, let's put some blame there. That can't be his fault. But I couldn't tell sometimes. I'm looking at a pattern, and I see an intermediate route, and I see a shallower route or a deeper route, and I can't tell who he's throwing the ball to. You know, I don't know if that ball was supposed to go to the guy at the front end of that route running the shallow cross or if it was supposed to be the deep guy running the deep intermediate route. I don't know. And we need to be able to discern who he's throwing the ball to, why he's throwing it to them, and can he complete those passes. And yesterday, I got to be honest, I didn't see a lot of that last night. That's just, you know, me critiquing the position. I left me wanting. But the cool thing is it's one preseason game, and there's three more. So we'll see if he can improve between this week and next week. And I thought Coach Billick last night, you know, Coach Billick really analyzing Ryan. Him and Jerry were very nice in their assessment. Let me say that.
Well, sometimes the show gets political. You know, we talk about Kaepernick. Let's give credit to an immigrant last night who had an outstanding game. Brent Urban. What did you think of him last night? He was...
Brent, I'll tell you right now. The defense in general, you know, I was really trying to, like, say, like, is there one guy, you know, Urban played great. Pierce played great. I liked what I saw from Bowser. I liked what I saw from Hill. Kafusi had a sack. Ricard showed me something. Judon looked great. Onwuso looked good. You know, I mean, there's probably other guys that I'm missing right now. Even Correa looked much more poised than he was a year ago. I mean, the defense, guys, I mean, let's forget about the offense for a minute. Let's leave all that stuff to the side, right? The defense, I've been saying this to Rob and Jeremy. I've been saying this to Bruce Cunningham. They're saying top five defense. I'm saying no. I'm saying top three defense. I'm saying a defense that could be the best in the league this year. That's what I see. The speed and the acquisition of guys that are field flippers. I think I saw that last night, and I thought I saw it on paper, but I'm excited about the defense.
Yeah, so am I. They got the required speed, and our fat guys beat their fat guys over the head last night.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, and by the way, Urban's Canadian, that's why.
I got you.
Yeah.
There he is, Femi Amadejo. Femi, have a good weekend, man.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.